Titus 3:3-8. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. I was pretty young when I was saved. I was born again in the third grade. I was about 11 years old. But before I knew Christ, even when I was young, I had a pretty foul mouth. I was swearing, using the Lord's name in vain. I would even pick fights with other kids. I went to church, but I didn't really care for the things of God or about God. I went to Sunday school, but pretty much I was living life as a heathen. I began to believe in the evolution system that was taught in the public schools. Once my friend and I went around and even destroyed people's mailboxes just for the fun of it, which I actually believe is a felony. Even though I was 10, I was pretty much just living a vain and empty lifestyle. I came to know Christ in the third grade when my father sent me to Christian Heritage Academy. I started to hear the gospel being preached daily during chapel, as well as throughout the day in class. I began to realize that I was a sinner in need of salvation. One night as I was laying in bed, I was in heavy conviction of my sin. I realized that if I didn't accept Christ, I knew I would go to hell. So I called on the Lord and asked him to save me from my sins. I asked him to change my heart, and immediately he answered. I remember even the very next day, everything was totally different. I no longer wanted to get in fights. My language changed. Television habits changed. The music I listened to changed. It was a complete 180. Everybody at school noticed right away. In my confession of Christ, I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I believe that he died on the cross and paid for my sins and died in my place by the shedding of his blood. I believe that Jesus Christ rose on the third day, defeating death and making my justification final. Since I've come to know Christ, God has saved me and changed my heart. All my media habits have changed. I have a hunger for God's Word. I want to learn everything that I can about the Lord. Even when, in the times that I've strayed, I've been under heavy conviction. And thankfully, the Holy Spirit has been there to guide me back to God. I want to close with Psalm 139:23-24. It says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting."